I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Billy Joe Shaver was born in 1939 in Corsicana, Texas, a town named after the island of Corsica, the homeland of the city's founder. Growing up in World War II, Texas meant a rough and tumble life for Billy Joe. His father left before he was born, and his mother, Victory, went to find work in the honky-tonks of Waco, leaving him with his grandmother, Bertie Lee Watson. She bought him a Gene Autry guitar and told him he'd be on the Grand Ole Opry someday. But it wasn't at home where he developed his love of music.
We didn't have a radio. And there was a barbershop about 5-6 miles away. And I would go up there and listen to the hit parade they had going, but I didn't get much out of that. The place that I found where the music was is across the railroad tracks. We lived right at the railroad tracks. And on the other side was the cotton pickers, and they all lived in them little old shacks, you know, them one-room shacks. And about.
Were these African-American, white folks?
Yes, black people.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends, I love them. And the one woman had a stand-up piano on her front porch. And everybody would gather over there after they got done, you know, working. Some of them had to work up into the night, and I would gather over there with them, and they let me. And I learned pretty much everything I learned about music from just getting over, and they let me sing, and I'd make up stuff, and man, I had the blues down.
On a rainy Wednesday morning, that's the day that I was born, in that old shed crop was one-room country shack. They say my mama left me the day before she had me. Said she hit the road and never once looked back. Hell, I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and churning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an 8th grade education. Ain't no needin' y'all treating me this way. Well, sweet Carolina, I don't guess I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. I love your wiggling, your walking, and your big city talking, and your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, it's way up and wait in this world of give and take. It seems like hazy makes a waste every time. I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an 8th grade education. Ain't no needin' y'all treating me this way.
Billy Joe Shaver in 1973, been to Georgia on a fast train, a song that recalls his youth growing up in Texas. And it's true, like in the song, that Billy Joe left school in the 8th grade, but not before he had a challenge from an English teacher named Miss Legg, who saw some potential in the young man.
Yeah, Miss Legg, yeah. She gave me a leg up. She would come down to homeroom, they call it homeroom, and it would be an hour that everybody from all grades come and stayed in that one room and just messed around, throw stuff at each other and things like that. But Ms. Legg would make us all do something. And she made us write a poem one day. She said, write me a poem. So I wrote her a poem, and everybody else did too. And she come by me, and I was one of them kind of guys that had my, you know, I had my cigarettes rolled up in my sleeve and all that. And
this is around 8th grade.
Yeah, and I thought I was tough and all that stuff. And she comes up to me with that poem, and she said, where'd you dig this up at? I know you stole it, so tell me where you got it. I said, I ain't stealing nothing. And she said, well, okay, I want you to write me a poem by tomorrow, and I want it coming from you. So I went home and I wrote her a poem trying to curl her toenails, you know, about space. It kind of knocked her on her butt. I wasn't real sure I knew what I was talking about, but apparently I got lucky, and it, sure enough, it was a humdinger.
I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Yeah, I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. Gonna put a smile on everybody's face.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.